Reality check. Eberhard's Dairy Products.
What does it take to run a successful business for 60 years?
We think that there's three things that are very key for a business to be successful.
Today on Take 5, we talk with Bob Eberhard.
You have to have a good accountant, and you have to have a good attorney. You have to have a good banker.
The family-owned business started back in 1951 as a cream buying station. There are about 250 cream patrons with 2 to 5 cows, so they would milk the cows, separate the milk, feed the skim milk to the pigs, chickens, and calves, and then sell the cream to Eberhard's.
It was a very small business when we started in 1951. It was my father and my mother and my older brother Jack and myself would come down after school and wash cans. And that was the size of the organization. And so from there then to today, we have 49 people.
And when we come back, the quest to find the perfect mascot for Eberhard's. We'll tell you how Moo Moo Bell was born and have some advice for business owners from Bob Eberhard. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Aflac had the duck.
Aflac!
Snoopy was with MetLife. And for Eberhard's, it was Moo Moo Bell.
Back in 2006, we decided that we needed to have something in the way of an icon that would be fun. So then we came up with this cow. And we just used the head of the cow, and we said, you know, she needs a name. So we decided, let's have a contest, have the names, people send the names in, and let's make this a good enough contest that people really want to enter it. So the prize was 1 week in Hawaii.
And there's nothing like a trip to Hawaii to get the creative juices flowing.
And so we received, in the 60-day period, over 1,500 entries. And we spell Bell, B-E-L-L-E, because, of course, a cow is a female.
And she's been pretty popular, huh?
She's been very popular because little kids will see it. And, of course, one of the things we've done, we've put Moo Moo Bell on all of our trucks. And so little kids will all be someplace, and one of the trucks will go by, and they'll say, hey, there goes Moo Moo Bell.
So as a successful business person here locally, what kind of advice can you give to other people who are, you know, maybe currently running a business or wanting to start a business? What would you like to say?
We think that there's three things that are very key for a business to be successful. You have to have a good banker, you have to have a good accountant, and you have to have a good attorney. Because if you have those people and they're in place, they can help you tremendously as far as if you're deciding you want to purchase some new equipment. Then that's when you sit down with the accountant and say, okay, how is this going to work? How is this going to work with our cash flow? And then, of course, we're looking at it and saying, if we buy this equipment and we speed up our processing from 1,000 gallons an hour to 1,500 gallons an hour, then here is what we will gain by that. And so you have to offset that then, of course, by what the cost is going to be to do that. And so that's where that gets to be really important. And, of course, where the bank comes in at that point, if you're going to do those things, then you're going to be looking to the bank to help you with some financing. It really wraps all up between those three people.
He also says times are tough, and especially right now, us locals really need to stick together.
All of the businesses in Central Oregon that are local, I really believe that we, as residents of Central Oregon, have an obligation to support them as best we can. The thing about local businesses, that is the economic engine so often that drives all of the charitable things that are going on. And so this is why we feel so strongly about supporting local.
And remember, if it isn't Eberhard's, it isn't local. If you don't find it, tell the manager, I want my Eberhard's.
Your local dairy, Eberhard's dairy, your local cow.
I'm Lori Robb, and this is Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.